Good morning. This past week's daf from Maseches Pesachim, daf Gimel, second daf that we're learning Maseches Pesachim. The first part of the daf is a continuation, a direct continuation of what Mer was discussing before. Just to update everyone, bring us back to where we're up to. The Mishnah starts, Ola bo osa boitkin es achom es lo hane. And the Mishnah tells us that the time of mitzvah of diges chomes is Ola bo osa. It's described Ola bo osa. And the Gemara starts right away, my or, what is the Tanna referring to when he says, or what part of the day is this? Sometime on Yudalit, 14th day of Nisan, when is that? Seemingly, there's a machlekes of Huno Omar Nagi and Yehuda Omar Leili. What is all referred to? Nagi, the day part of the day. According to that, Rashi says that what the Mishnah would mean is that in the morning of Yudalit, that's the time of Bdikas Chometz. And Yehuda Omar Leili, it means the night. The night of Yudalit is the time of Bdikas Chometz. So as the Gemara starts, which means that the Gemara originally thought that there was a machlokes concerning this. Apparently, that it was heard over from Rav Huna when he learned the Mishnah and he translated all. He said Nagi, and when Abihuda translated over, he said Leili, and It was understood that there was a machlekes over here, what it means, and that's why the Gemara originally understood, and Rav Huna said Nagi, he meant the day, so it was a machlekes, what time, what part of the day is this man of Bikas Chometz. So this is what the first blat was dealing with, being in Rayis, what Or means from Sukkim. Later, the Gemara brings Rayis from Mishnayis. Daf Gimel starts with another Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to bring Rayis, what the reference of Or is. I'm not going to go into this right now, exactly what the mission itself is talking about, but the mission says over there, talked about Hamapelos Orl Shmoinim Ve'echod Machlekes Beisil Beishamay. If a woman is Mapel, she has a miscarriage on the night of the 81st day. There's the Pesukim tell us that a woman who has a child in the Keva, she's told me for 14 days. Then, till day number 80, she's told, then she brings the korban. As Machlekes Beisil Beishamay, if the night of the 80th day, if she's mapil, whether she requires a separate korban, in addition to the korban that she's bringing for the original leida. Everyone agrees that there's a halacha that if she's mapil toich melois, if she was mapil, she had a miscarriage earlier, then only one korban would be necessary. And the question is that she's finishing that period of malois today. Really, the 80th day is the last day. So she's or l'shmein ve'echad. The question is, what then does the night time have? Right? If she be mapel during the day, then definitely she need a new korban. If she's mapel at night, whether she needs a new korban or not. Okay, as Machlekes Beisil Beishamay, the Gemara talks about over here. But what's pertinent to us is that it's very clear in this Mishnah that the usage of the word or is the night of the 81st. Beisil says to Beishamay, Maishna or Shmein Beechad, Yem Shmein Beechad. So the Gemara brings a Rai from over here. Again, that Shmamino or Urtahu. Shmamino. Right? The decisive riot more brings that Or means the night. That's the first raya. Meisvei, another raya, which is interesting. I'm sure those who are in tune to over here, usually more you says Toshma, like, you know, such a thing, like Meisvei over here. The truth is, if you look in Rebbe Chananel, he's talking about his Toshma in the Gemara. Akoponim, the Gemara again brings a raya. The Gemara talks about when a korban shlomim could be eaten.
I thought Mesa was going to bring in another Gemara somewhere else. That's why it doesn't say Tashma.
And what's Tashma? What are the rules for Tashma?
Tashma is a decisive answer. Mesa is a question, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe the Gemara continues to kind of pick places in Shas and bring places in Shas over here. I'm not proving against what you're saying. We were thinking that it was just we're listening in to another place in Shas, and over here we're saying Meisvei as opposed to Tashma. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
But I can't argue with Rebbe Chananel.
Okay. The next raya that the Gemara brings from Rashi, which talks about the zman achila of a korban shlom. Now we know that there's a difference in zman achila korbanos. Some korbanos are nechal for one day, and some are for 2 days. The ones that are nechal for one day is a day and a night. Those that are in for 2 days, it's 2 days and only one night. And the Gemara over here is bringing a brayso, which is proving that the korban shi'it in 2 days, you only get one night and not two nights, differently than that of a korban which is nechal one day, that you get the following night. That's the braisa starts off. Yochol yehi nechal or l'shlishi. It calls the time or l'shlishi. Yochol yehi nechal or l'shlishi. One might think that the korban could be eaten the 2 days that it's given. It's nights also, the first night between the 2 days and then the following night. And the Gemara says that there will be a reason to think why it should be so similar to that of Korban Shlishi, eaten one day. So again, the Gemara says that from what we want from this bias over here right now is that you see the Gemara is calling that point of time which is in question or the Shlishi. Right, the night time of the third day. So again, the Gemara says, "Yeah, this is a raya, shmamino, am or utu shmamino." The Gemara brings another raya from how the Tanakh talks as far as the reference to Tfilas Yom Kippur or Shoyom Kippur Mispal Sheva, and you see in the Cheshbon that's referring to the night, because Shachris is what the Tan refers to the next day. Another Rayim. And then the Gemara finally brings a Brais, a Tono, Dvei Shmuel, which is discussing Bedikas Chometz itself. And this Brais says, Leili Abba Osa Bekines Chometz Lanei. And he clearly says that the time of Bedikas Chometz is at night. This price is explaining our Mishnah. So it's clear that when our Mishnah says or is used to refer to night. And like we mentioned last time, what the Mephoshim say, the reason why the Morah brings so many rayas, even though the Morah didn't push away the rayas, because it could have, because this discussion was dealt with in different Bat Midrashim, and they brought rayas from different places. The Gemara says, Ela bein Rav Huna ubein Rav Yehuda the kuliyamba or tohu. So the Gemara says that there couldn't have been a question about this. According to everyone, definitely when the Mishnah says or laba also, definitely is referring to night. Pligi, there is no machlekes. Maki asrei, and each one was talking in the language, in the term of his place, where he lived. Basta Avhuna Korinagi. In Avhuna, in the place of Avhuna, they refer to the nighttime as Nagi. Basta Behuda Korileli. So that's what I meant. That's what I meant when Mar said Kasaka Taitach originally, because originally that's what we thought, that there was machlekes about this. But after the Mar shows that there couldn't be machlekes about this, so we have to understand that what Rav Huna meant then definitely was night, and the reason why he used that term was because in the place where he lived, that's how they referred to on the night, Loshen Nagi. See, on the side, they bring from the Orach over here, if you notice, a little star over there, right? On the side, they bring from the Orach, Pirush Kinuihu, Nagi, referring to night, right? Because Nagi is light. Kimosh Karen Lissuma Sagi Nohor. Just like when we refer to a person who's blind, can't see Sagi Nohor, he has much light. Right? It's what they call in English, I think it was a euphemism. Yeah. Okay, now let's see if we could work out what we want to see over here in the what's in Schadish in today's daf. Mor continues on. Mor says, "V'tanya dor my time lekotani leili." Why does our Tana not say Laila? Rashi explains that the Gemara's kasha is apparently is not an intrinsic question, but the question is kidetone de Shmuel, right? Just like the Brayas Tanim Shmuel says Leili, so why does our Tana not say that? True, that now we just clarified that when the Tana says, oh, he definitely is referring to the night, but the Gemara is asking that why doesn't our Tana talk the same? With the same clarity, the man explains, as the Tana very Shmuel. It's interesting that the question is based on Ketana and Shmuel. We would have asked the question on our own, right? Without the Tana and Shmuel.
Where's the Tana and Shmuel?
That's the previous price that we just brought, that he says, Lele Yudalit. Right, that was the last source that the Gemara brought. So nothing more tells us this. Lishna Ma'al Yehu Dinokat. Mar introduces a new concept over here. Lishna Ma'al Yehu Dinokat. The Tanavar Mishnah used a Lishna Ma'al Yehu, a better Lashon, a better way of talking, higher level, clean way of speaking. Ukeb Shuman Levi. And the source of such a thing the Mar brings is from Shuman Levi. Shuman Levi, Lo Eilam Al Yetzi Od Nav Magun Mipiv. A person should be careful never to speak out a davar maguna, something derogatory, a derogatory mention. You find in the Torah that the Torah was ikimakosov. The word ikim literally means to bend. That I think the Ran says that over here it just means that Pasuk added words. Other Mefarshim say that there is some kind of ikim, that the Torah spoke, you know, aside from adding words, but the Torah spoke in a roundabout way. But the Gemara is showing over here, Shemalev is showing that the Torah spoke in a different way than it normally would have, in order to save itself from saying something. What's the pasuk? This pasuk over here is by Noach when it discusses about the different types of animals that were brought to the teva. So the pasuk says, "Menabehem atahira, umenabehem shenene enen tahira." Doesn't say "menabehem atmeya." Would have been much easier, much shorter. Rashi makes the cheshbon Eight extra letters. From a different source. Refers to a person whose Tomei, the Pasik, doesn't explicitly say Tomei, Asher lo yeh tor. According to this Cheshbin, it's 9 Oisiyas, if you know Amar Eser, it's 10 Oisiyas, Vov de tor, Rashi explains. So the Gemara is showing over here that the Torah went out of its way in order to prevent itself from saying Odova Maguno, not expressing the word Tomei, and refer to Tomei in a different way. And that the Torah is teaching us a limud, a lesson, that a person should be careful not to be made to Odova Maguno Mipiv. Rav Acha Bayakev Omar Shesh Esrei, Shenema ki oma mikruhu bilti torhu ki loy tor. The pasuk by Shaul HaMelech. Tov HaMelech didn't show up by the Sudas Rish Chodesh, first day. So Shaul HaMelech excuses it in his mind. Ki oma mikruhu bilti torhu ki loy tor. He didn't come. He wasn't tor. That's why he's not here. If I'm not mistaken, it's an interesting thing over here that if you look in the Pasuk, you have the Pasuk in your Gemara. Where does the Pasuk start? Right. Yeah, it seems to be from the Pasuk over here that Shaul didn't mention anything, and because he excused David with this answer over here. Now, he wasn't telling this to anyone. That means this is what he was thinking in his mind. So it's a valid gehar over here, right? That you see, even the Shaul HaMelech, he was so purified that even the way he thought in his mind was with such a nusach of that he was far from a Dava Maguna. Right? You know, we think, you know, expressing it out with your mouth as someone, okay, that's one level. But even the way that his thoughts, the words in his thoughts, right, with such a Such a perfection, such a nikias akoponim.
Written down. My says thoughts were written down.
Okay.
When it was written down, it had to be that way, no?
So maybe he didn't think like
that. I don't know. Okay. Sorry, he did. Okay. Maybe because he knew it had to be written down.
Okay. Akoponim.
That's the right Magamar, right?
Yeah, but, okay. Akoponim. Yeah, so this is the Rashi over here points out something important. Rashi says as follows. So it would seem to imply from our Gemara that, according to this, that we explain the reason why the Tana didn't say Laila. Gemara brings this memory of Dava Meguna. Seems to be that Laila is a Lashon Meguna. According to the Gemara, Rashi says like this. Dava Meguna. So Rashi, Lav Mishum Delele Dava Meguna. Rashi says that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that Laila is a Lashon Meguna. V'hoda Abishum Alevi Ba'alma Itman. Abishum Alevi didn't say it on our Mishnah to imply that our Mishnah is an example of a Lashon Meguna. Right? Mishum Levi said about Alma, right? Another place, right? We're just using that, referencing that to us. Umi Shamin and Mino, the Gemara, which brings that over here, this much we could take out from there. Lashon Chacham Lasach Lashon Sach Vinoki. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara. Right? That true, that Lashon of Laila is not a Lashon Meguna. Right, so it's not exactly what he's discussing, but we see the general idea from him as a hearers to be careful how one speaks. So that's what the Gemara is bringing, and that's what our Tana is doing. Of course, our Tana The Rashi is doing it on a different level than what he's discussing. Now the Gemara, the next piece of Gemara, however, the Lashon over there, yeah, sorry.
Why does this Sach? He needs clear.
Mm-hmm.
Why spend two dot to spend the whole dot here trying to figure out what word? I'm saying
the clarity that we're referring to over here.
We weren't so clear about that for whole dot here. Naki, I understand. Sach means. I'm not kidding. When you speak to people, you should speak in clarity so they don't have to misinterpret your words.
Mm-hmm. So
that's what he's saying. That's what Rashi's saying, yes?
Is that what Rashi's saying? Is that what Sach means in this reference over here?
Naki means clean.
You're right. But in this context, is that what Rashi means? Because Rashi's saying that we could take out of Rabbi Shul ben Levi's memra that it's a Lashon Chum to speak Lashon Tzach v'Noki. Now, do you see from him anything about clarity in your sense?
Again, what does the word Tzach mean?
That's what I'm saying. So I'm not sure if Tzach means the way you understand what it means. Because if that's what it means, I don't see how we get that from Rabbi Shulman and Levi. He's discussing a different point. All right? You know what I'm saying? So in this context, I'm not sure whether Tzach means what it could be. It's not a question that you're asking. Right? It might be a good question. Right? But the translation of Tzach in this seems to have some kind of connotation, like a Noki kind of word. Right? Clear, not so much that it's clear from confusion that you mean something else, but the clarity means that it's pure. Right? That's what it would seem to be from the context. You hear what I'm saying? Right? So we're taking it out of Shulman Levi, right? Then there's nothing to do with what he said.
Rashi trying to spend a handshake now with Shulman Levi's memory according to the context of the Gemara over here.
Right.
The Ur is not a lesson.
The refined
lesson. Sach and Nahi. Sach and Nahi.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
It's actually two lessons. He brings it in the negative.
Okay, now the next memra in the Gemara, it's Meduyik in the Gemara that this is closer to the level that we're discussing. Tanya Dver Bishmo, Lo'ele Misapir Odom Loshen Nikia. Person should always speak with a Loshen Noki, clean way of expression. Rebizov Kore Merkav Uve Isha Kore Moisha. The Gemara learns over here that when the Torah is talking about the Tumas Zov, which by an Isha she also has the similar Din Tuma, and by Zov, the Pasuk, by a Zov, or the Pasuk talks about Moishev and Merkav sitting, riding, and by Isha the pasuk doesn't mention any Merkav. B'Isha Kori Moishev. Now let's see in Rashi over here. Rashi speaks out what this is. See, there's no different maschil on this Rashi over here. Rashi says B'Zov K'siv V'Chol HaMerkav She'Yikav. By Zov, when the Pesukim are talking about a Zohar, the Tumah, concerning the Zohar, the Torah talks about Merkav. Uvi Isha Ksiv, Oya Akleh Shehi Yisheves. The Pesukim doesn't talk about a Merkav, a description of an Isha riding. Why? The Fisha in Hogan Haskir Chiva, Upisek Raglaim Bi Isha. Rashi explained because mentioning riding, which is describing pisik reglaim by an isha, is not proper. They both have the din. Isha also has the halacha, but the pasuk didn't want to explicitly talk about it. I mean, so you see over here, and that's really the sugya over here. We'll see a little more that the edelkeit, of expressing something with, whether, you know, Torah is expressing something over here. I mean, this seems to be pretty far-fetched that we would think. But the Torah is teaching us that what kind of sensitivity that we really should have. This is something that Klal Yisrael, which is on a higher level, and the level of a Yid should be such that he should have the sensitivity to, when he's expressing something, that it should be, with Lashon Naki, stay away from something, even in a remote way, which have some kind of connection to something which is not proper. I think that the Mesil Susharim says, Torah Mevila de Zahirus. So if you look then in Mesil Susharim, you know, if you do that there's, he wrote two editions. Originally, he wrote Derech Vikuach, you know, a dialogue between two people, and the sefer that we have today, which is, I mean, we have both today, but the one that's known is not in a dialogue. So there's some differences in a bit more arichas in over there, and he speaks a little more barichas over there in this point. And he says, Torah Mevel Dizahiris, he talks about this idea, and he says that there are certain sensitivities that we would never come to on our own had we not seen them in the Torah. Right? The Zahiris that the Torah expects from us is certain things that we learn in first learning in the Torah. Torah Mevel Dizahiris. Right? So this is what the Torah is teaching us. Now let's see. So the Gemara is saying over here, right, there's a question in Rishonim exactly what this what the Raya over here is, Tosfos and the Ran. But the Gemara, the Torah seems to be staying away from mentioning explicitly Merkav Ba'isha. And the reason for that is because Yisap Adam Loshon Nikiya. This memra brings other psukim. Va'emer v'tivcha loshen arumim, va'emer v'das svosai berim ilelu. And the Gemara says that the reason for these additional psukim is va'emer v'chidem harmer v'derais avdabon loy. Maybe only the Torah has such, is so careful with this expression, but maybe that's not expected in the expression of Rabbonon Toshma. Va'emer v'tivcha loshen arumim. There's a Loshon Arumim, that the clever ones, Chachomim, Loshon is a special way that they express themselves. It's on a different level. V'chitem harmi rabbonav mil da'almo loy noch aposik v'das fosai be'er milelu, which implies even mili da'almo. Even mili da'almo. Yeah.
What's this pasuk? Vatifchar Loshon Arumim supposed to teach us?
The translation pasuk is Vatifchar Loshon Arumim. It refers to choosing a language of Arum, or the clever ones. It refers to the Chachamim, the Mefarshim say. So we see over there that the Chachamim have a special way of expressing themselves, right? Not only the Torah, but this higher level and this sensitive way of expressing, that it shouldn't have any connotation to anything which is not proper, is Loshon Arumim, Loshon of the clever, the smart ones, the Chachamim.
Very interesting Loshon to use for the Chachamim. No? Arumim? Doesn't it mean unclothed?
No. In this context, it means clever, sly.
Oh.
Right? It has this.
No, it's Chachamim, the Pasuk of Gracious, right?
Your Orim, right?
Orim, Nikola. But it's...
There's different translations in different contexts. Yeah.
Doesn't.
Or maybe it's a different word. I don't know.
Yeah. I never heard
of it. Orum. But it wasn't Lashon V'orum. Orum is trickery. Right?
Yeah,
you're familiar with that word.
Yeah,
that's what this
orum
means.
Like a noch.
Right?
Clever, though. You don't want to say the Chachamim are trickery.
Right.
I'm sorry then.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why it's more surprising to watch it.
Okay, let's see. Yeah. What? So let's see. So the Gemara over here is telling us Loshen, not to speak a lot, Loshen Noki. And similarly, this would be more to what our Tana is doing. Like Rashi said before. Now let's quickly just see the Epistle of Chesed in the Gemara, and then we want to see Rabbeinu Yoina over here. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara asked a question on this. That this would seem to, according to what we're saying now, so we shouldn't find any place a mention of Rechiva by Noshim. The Pasuk does say this. The Gemara says, Hasim Shem Bisus of the Gmalim, Urchehim. There, because of the fright of a Gomel, Urchehu, it's the way of an Isha to ride with peace at Reglaim. Now, if you look in the Tosis over here, how Tosis understands what the answer is. I mean, the more I ask the question, that seemed to be that the Torah, or it's not a proper, it's not a Loshen Noki to mention Rechiva by Noshim. And that the more answers because she was afraid, because they're afraid. So how does that answer the question? What's the point over here? So if you look in Tosis says, Tosis it's in his discussion real on the Gemara before, but you see how he learns the Gemara. The whole Kamon in the middle of the Tosfos, Mishani Mishim Bisus the Gamla Urchehu Alma Lishnais Hadover Mimashahu Ain Lichtev Derech Kovet. Right, Tosfos says that to change the facts, what actually happened, the Torah wouldn't do that. So over here to say that she sat on the Gomel, if she actually didn't. Right, that Torah is not going to say something which didn't happen. Now, according to that, the Gemara would seem to be saying that. So, what's the urche here in the Gemara? Why is that the point? And as it seems to be over here, there's two things over here. Yeah, there's one thing that when you're referring to something, right? You know, something which is not necessarily happening, but you're referring to something. So there's a zahiris how to refer to that. Now it sounds like there's also a proper way derech tznius for an isha to ride. By the same token, that it's not proper for a woman to ride with pisuk reglaim if it's not necessary. So in this situation, because of bisusa, because she was skiing and she had to ride in a way that she was holding on securely, so in this situation, that was the proper thing for her to do. Then it's urche to do. So in that type it says that since that's what she did because of Urche. So that's why the Pasuk mentioned it like that. That's what it would seem to be. The Mefarshim Taka asked that Saif Kol Saif, what's the difference? If the point in the Gemara is that that's what she did, and the Torah is not going to change what she did, so what's the Chalal as Urche? Not Urche, right? No, that's the point. Right? Urche is not so much the point. You're saying over a story, what happened, and the Torah is not going to change repeating an actual story, what happened, right? If that's... That's what Tosfos seems to be saying over here, right? That there's not going to be Mishane from the facts by, you know, saying she said if she didn't sit. So then it's really not relevant whether it's yet okay or not okay. Back upon it, but Kipshuta in the Gemara, what the Gemara is going to be saying over here that it is proper for her to do that. Right? So there's not a lack of derech tznius for an Isha to do it if the situation requires it. And that's what more later on is saying, but we learn from him from here also that, and I guess it's understood that aside from the nikias of speaking, but as far as the way an isha conducts herself also, that therefore she shouldn't be riding in a way of peaceful climb unless the situation requires it. Right, there's also a sensitivity in sneers, right, which you have to pick up from the Gemara, which, you know, today we're kilometers away from that. But you know, we have to pick up our barometer, right? Shouldn't our barometer shouldn't be from what we see outside? You know, this is it. The Torah tells us, you know, what it is. We learn from over here from the Gemara, so just arouses us a little bit to get closer to the mark. Okay, Lomazin. Yes, so the Gemara asks another kasha. Voksev yikach Moshe sishli bono v'gan chamor. And more answers. Mishum bono v'uchehu. Fine. For Hoksev yirachev sal chamor. Okay, more also answers over here. We're going to move a little quicker over here so we can get to what we want to see. So the Gemara takes care of the places where there's a reference of Rechiva, so we're still safe as far as every setup. Now the Gemara asks the question, which I heard from Shimi Ha'ora, that, you know, why is the Gemara first asking? This was the first thing that we discussed. The Gemara would seem to be not dealing with this in order, because the Gemara is asking now over the Raisim Yilaksiv Tomei. Right, this was the first member that the Gemara brought, right, as far as the Psukim seem to be staying away from expressing the word Tomei. Now the Gemara is going back to ask on that it would seem to be from there that the Torah shouldn't be using a Lashon of Tomei. And you see all over, definitely when the Torah talks about Tuma, the Torah does say Lashon Tomei. But writes Milo Iksiv Tomei, that's the Gemara's question. So we need a little better rule to explain the rule when yeah, when not. So next Gemara is like this: El kol heichad dechiyadod inin mishtoy b'loshen nikiya. When it's the same, you know, as far as whether we have to be marech or we can be mekatzer. If that's the same, then we have to speak b'loshen nikiya. Kol heichad nefishin mili. However, when, in order to speak a Loshon Noki, you can have to be marech, you have to be nefish, you have to say many words, then mishtoy b'loshon tzora. So the Gemara brings in an additional concept over here, which comes into the decision of how one should speak, that if what we're saying is teaching others, then there's a cheshbon, a calculation that we have to make, that in order in the teaching process, so it's much more productive if a person speaks b'kitzer, in a shorter way. And the Gemara brings the memra, k'dam Rav Huna Rav, v'amir lo, Rav Huna Rav, m'shem Rav Meir, possibly came from Rav Meir, lo oylem yishan odem tal tamid derech tzoro. Person should be careful to teach his Talmud derech tzoro in the shorter way. Rashi says, "Lefisha meskayemes hagirsu shlo yoyisim min harucha." Rashi explains this, that if a person has to remember the girsa, the words, the memory that was said over, so something short and concise is easier for a person to remember. So the Gemara tells us like this, that there are two things that we have to balance out. There's the nikiyas, the loshon ma'alya, the type of wording that we're going to use should be something which is clean. But there's also another cheshbon that when we're teaching, that we should say loshon tzara. So therefore, the Gemara says that if they're the same, so that's when the Loshon Noki should be coming in. However, if you have to be marich, so that's when we'll say a Loshon, even if it's not a Loshon Noki, in order to be mekatzer. That's what comes out from this Gemara. So let's just see what we have. So let's say, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, right, the difference in our Mishnah will be Or Labos or Leil Yudalid. So over there, being that it's the same as far as Arichas is concerned, so that's why the Tana over there uses that Loshon. I think Rishonim say that the Tana Rebbe Shmuel, so why did he say Laila, right? He said Laila because the purpose of a Brais is to explain, to be clear, right, to explain the Mishnah. So that's why he used the word which had more clarity as far as understanding what we mean. Right? But as far as the Tana of our Mishnah is concerned, that's his cheshbon, why he used the Aloshen Nokim. Now, the question that the Rishonim deal with over here at this point is that it would seem to be the Mora saying that, as far as answering Mora's question, why does the Torah say Tomei? Because in order to substitute for the word Tomei, you have to say that Asher Lo Tor, right? So that's an Arichas. So that's why the Torah all over uses the word Tomei, even though it's a Loshim Meguna. That's what it would seem to be from the Mora over here. Right? So the question is that Rashi asks as follows. Look in the third line in Rashi over here. Rashi asks, "Vahani dileel ikein." Right? Rashi is asking the question that, well, the Gemara before we just now explained that as far as the word tomei, since the Torah wants if derech limud that lo elam yilamid adam derech tzara, so that's why the Torah all over uses the word tomei, not to be mayrech asher lo tor. So then, why is the Torah doing that over here? What about the psukim that we had before? L'chor, that's not the proper way that's supposed to do it. So Rashi says, "V'han de la'el ikem v'lamedcha shetzorch lachs achal loshenaki." That the reason why the Torah did that was in order to bring out this limud. In order to bring out this limud, so the Torah went over there out of its way, which true that it's not necessary according to the calculations what should be done, but in order to bring out the lima, that's what the Torah had to do in that situation. However, in other places, the Torah will say loshen meguna if it's short. Lamedcha shishan olam tamida loshen kitzora the fishim skeim, as Rashi says. So apparently, coming out from over here, that it would seem to be that if it's a question of a limud and what's at stake is the kiyum of the limud of the Talmud who hears it over, whether it lasts, that has an adifus. That of course it's important for a person to be careful how he talks, but if the question is what should give, so it's more important. That's how Rashi Cheshbon's over here, that the limud derech tzara, and the reason why the Torah did over there was in order to give this limud. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had the limud. Like the Ran speaks out. Now, I wanted to share with the Olam, if we could see over here, there's Rabbeinu Yoina. Right? Beautiful to see, and something important. Are there enough? We could get another one. Yeah? Here, there's one over here. Yeah, there's Rabbeinu Yoina. Right? We're familiar with the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina. Achos Rabbeinu Yoina. From the Vishayim, in Shar Shlishi, in the third Shar, we could start from Ois Reish Chav Tes. Reish Chav Tes. We'll have time.
Pesh Kuf Mem Gimel. Kuf Mem Gimel.
Kuf Mem Gimel. Now he talks about over here. This is the third Shar. Discusses levels of many mitzvahs. He groups together and categorizes many things. So he talks about kat mesapre loshen hara, the group of those who their speech is improper. And he says that that's split into shisha chalokim, six groups. And we're learning right now, Reish Chav Tes is a chelka chamishi. Navlo sapeh. And then referred to as nivl peh, unclean language, disgusting language. This is a preface to what we saw today. Om Rabbi Sindel from Ravacho, we'll speak to say this quickly over here. Call him Navlo as piv. Any person which allows something disgusting to come out of his mouth, finigzar olav gzadin shalshiv mshonu l'toivo nepa cholav l'ro. Important to hear these chazalim. again, to pick up the sensitivity. We're so desensitized from the atmosphere that we live in that we're immune, or maybe the word paralyzed is better to describe our senses.
Desensitized,
right? Yeah. It's very important to pick up. You know, you have to know how to tune your instrument to something, like I mentioned before, right? You know. So let's see. So let's pick up from Chazal. Kol Abos Piv. Very, very chomer, very stringent over here. Gzadin shel shivim shana l'toyva could be nepach l'rov. Omar posking Yishaya akim b'chur al-b'chur l'ismach Hashem. Ve'es yisoyim sam noisav l'irachim ki kule chonav u'meirem. Pasuk talks about the coming of the churban, causes, and the pasuk says, "Abachur v'lemis lismach Hashem." Bereshim is unhappy with the teenagers. Yes, Yisoyim of us Amonos lo yirachem, and even Yisoyim and Amonos, which generally we know the Rebbeinu Shlom does have special Rachmonos for them, but not in this situation. The pasuk enumerates Kulechone Fumera Vokol Pe Dover Nevolo. And Kol Pe Dover Nevolo, the usage of language is not monitored at all. Nivol Pe Vokol Zois Leshav Apoi, the anger of the Rebbeinu Shloilam is still at its rage, Vodyodin Tuyu. Ubavo Zois Hamrabas Piv Kevid Ovin, because there's a person who allows nivul peh out of his mouth, kevin oven, very heavy, heavy sin, v'nisov v'neloch, and the way the Rebbeinu Shalom regards one is a tayeva, he is an abomination. Ki oza v'nech abusha v'hatsnius, because what this is, to actually express something like this, is one forsakes, leaves over busha, tsnius, embarrassment, modesty, shein amidas haidus zera hakodesh. These are the fundamental traits of Klal Yisrael zera hakodesh. For holach al shvile azaz haponim, and this person went on the path of the brazen faced. Shein amidas hanavom haroim. One who could express words, talk about topics. Is as ponant, it's brazenness. Unfortunately, this is what we're constantly hearing from the leaders of the country that we live in. Vahashenis, kichilas kodesh Yisrael. Aside from that, is the gval gichil Hashem. Shenemar v'omer rak am chochom v'nov magoy gola hazeh. The pasuk talks about how the Umos HaOlam would refer to and relate to Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael is doing and is involved with the things that they're supposed to. Look up to Klal Yisrael. Am chochom v'noven agoy agol lazeh, an elite nation. Chochom v'noven v'zeh noag al derech haksolim hanim osim hamruchokom derech haskel. And this person, he conducted himself in despicable ways, which are far from that of one which is directed by the seichel, by one's manch. Kula yofa af noyim, derech haseichel, is kula yofa, everything is beautiful and pleasant. V'olav oshom, v'sal tzachanosom, and the stench, and the bad smell, is something which is apparent, which has they have raised. The Lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina over here uses Lashon of Pesukim that talks about Rav Zora. Shakeis the Shaksen of Sarv Zengchi Cheremu, referring to this. That's his regard to Nivul Peh.
Same passage, same line.
Where are you?
So
Chochem
Chochem is a smart person, and Novin is a person who has understanding. Lashon of Bina. Right? It refers to a person who his intellect directs him. The way he would relate to Nivel Peh was he would refer to it as a shikis, something disgusting, right? An abomination.
That's how the Chacham refers to it.
Okay. Right, that's how he relates to it. He looks at that as, you know, it's... And one who speaks like this, he is Mechal, he desecrates the Kli HaSeichel, the vessel, the instrument of the mind, referring to the mouth, Ashehu Yoko Mikol Chechemdo, which is the most precious of all vessels, Shenema Uchli Yoko Sifsei Das. The pasuk over there, interestingly, the pasuk talks about how you have the talks about how, you know, diamonds and expensive stones are plentiful comparatively, but what's something which is precious, something which the pasuk says over here. Kleyokor, what's considered a kleyokor, a precious vessel, sifsei das, lips, which are directed with das, with one seichel, that the conducted person gives out of their mouth, is something which is with sensitivity. Not only that, we're talking about the speaker, but even someone who hears. Because he didn't close his ears, he didn't separate himself from that. A deep pit is the strange mouth, the mouth that speaks strange words. Who's going to fall into that? Who's going to allow himself to fall into that? Hashem is not happy with such a person. Okay, so that's, you know, on that side of things, Nivel Peh.
What is the Is the
Mentioned anger. Mm. Right? Someone Hashem is angry with people.
Zaam.
Yeah.
Now Rabbi Yonah brings Agumar. Right? And he mentions over here something which we're not going to have time to go into about Agumar, but he says an interesting thing. For Om Rabbi Yisrael Nimsoch Nav Gimel. Lo oil ma yaitzi adon var mugun mipiv. Shara ikam akosah shman oisez lo yaitzi dov mugun mipiv. Now listen to this. Then he adds something very interesting in the Gemara. Right? The Mefarshim talk about that he understands a little bit differently our Gemara. Right? If you look in the Malay Haroim afterwards, he talks about this. Zokta Ben Yonah follows. Ki bo'esa hi hoiso behema hatmei muteres b'achila. Zokta Ben Yonah. At the time of Noach, o behema tmeya was no different than a behemoth Torah as far as eating is concerned. The connotation of Tohar and Tomei was only relevant to as far as bringing for a korban. That's why the Gemara refers to that as a loshen meguna. Im yigana odom hadvor mashehem lemaychol odom. Yeah, if someone, being that that's something which is food, people could eat it to refer to something at Loshon of Tomei, which is Michael Odom, that's a Loshon Maguna. So Yitzhak Ben Yonah would seem to be saying that the usage of Tomei, that the Gemara calls a Loshon Maguna, is only in that specific situation. But otherwise, Loshon Tomei is not necessarily Loshon Maguna. Now, the question that one asks is, well, doesn't the Gemara ask this question on normal days? Right? The Gemara seems to ask a question from Kol Tarakula, that the Gemara does say a loshen meguna. Right? So why is Rabbeinu Yonah giving his own answer seemingly other than the Gemara? Right? So this is what the Mefarshim talk about, that the Rabbeinu Yonah understood the Gemara differently, and we'll see very clearly in Rabbeinu Yonah that he clearly has two different levels, and the different levels have different dinim, and that's how he learns the more differently than Rashi. Now the Rebbeinu continues. V'nechay v'ad nizor shlo yoytzim piv dov ha-meguno gam tivyenu hanachosay losh ha-meguno laharich dvorov laharich ha-memorov. Again, you see over here he's saying something which which seems to be not like the Gemara, or not like Rashi says in the Gemara. Rebbeinu is saying now that a person chay v'ad nizor, a person became shlo yoytzim piv dov ha-meguno not to express something meguno out of his mouth gam tivyenu hanachosay losh ha-meguno, even if it's going to bring him this that he's leaving. He's not going to use a Loshon Meguno, Laharich Dvorov, to have to speak, to be Mayrich, or Laharich HaMemorim, to say extra words. Which the Gemara deals with this over here. But let's just see what how he says over here. V'zeh kimboi geder lihizoy minavlas hapeh. And he says like this, this idea that we're saying now not to be moitzia dover meguna mipiv. This is not nivul peh. This is a different level. But the reason for this, the hiris is so a person should be far away from nivul peh. Zek megeder lizor minavlas hapeh shemaveis hachamuris. Vegam gedli zor misipulosh neran. Usin is dev bebrius. And this is also a geder. This is a way for a person to be careful. In that any kind of dibur ma'asurim shouldn't come out of his mouth. Kmo shomer avsein v'chom v'ocha ha'chokas adib b'gnus. Afil b'gnus behema lo'i dibur ha'kosov. That he brings by asking more a little bit later when Rabbi Masenu, ki echem na kehana mo lefnei abiyuch mezaka higi l'chelki melechem aponim. One of the kehana mentioned, he described the size of the piece of lechem aponim that he got, a small size. He said, kisher z'nav halto. Right? Like the tail of a certain sherets. So it wasn't proper to use that description. Now this is clearly in Rabbeinu Yehuda. This is another level. V'oydon Rabbi Seinu ki chayvon livcho b'dvarav loshen kovid laniach loshen she'ene shel kovid. We just spoke about meguna. Rabbeinu Yehuda explains meguna is because b'dava meguna is the first step toward nivul peh. Right? Another person to stay away from nivul peh, that's the zehiris in Lashon Meguna. Now there's something else. Chayvan livcho b'dvarav Lashon Kovid, to choose Lashon Kovid, laniach Lashon she'ene shel Kovid, gam ki einena Meguna, even if it's not Meguna. Clearly a different level over here. Beim devei Torah, beim b'siach iskei oilom, like our Gemara speaks at the Pesukim v'yomer. Uvulvad, however, over here, there's a difference. Shloyarech dvorov b'avozeh b'darbe b'devei Torah. This, in this level, Rabbeinu Yehuda says, and that's how he's going to learn on Gemara, make the cheshbon, look in the Meleir Royim, that this is where the cheshbon of Lo'elam Yilma B'derech Psara comes in. Uvavash Le'yarech Dvarav Bavozeh B'dam D'Ve Teire Ki Chayv Adam Lishno Yisak Tamid B'erech Tzara Ve'inyin Lashon Kovr Hu D'erech Hadiba V'asicha Shidocho B'Niki Adas U'medav V'Tzachis. This is Lashon Tzachis over here. The heim shoyklin u'makin ezel lashon kovah ezel dead to morosik. Moshe nehmar tefik lashon arumim brings his pasik. V'nehmar v'das fosai bor mileilu. V'nehmar, he brings an additional pasik. Kesef nivchor lishon tzadik. That the lashon tzadik, the word usage of a tzadik, is that of kesef nivchor. Chosen silver. Right? I mean, silver which is clean from all kinds of impurities.